攻略のツボ
1 Part 1 Number 1 Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A. She is drinking water from a cup. B. They are purchasing tickets for the aquarium. C. They are calculating with a machine. D. She is holding a plastic drink bottle.Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
Trees are transplanted from small pots.
B.
Windows are positioned regularly.
C.
Buildings are closed late at night.
D.
People are waving from the window.
Part 1. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A. They are dancing in a circle. B. They are marching with musical instruments. C. They are all wearing hard hats. D. They are performing in front of people.Number 2.Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
Birds are flying high in the sky.
B.
Mountains can be seen in the distance.
C.
The boats are all for sale.
D.
People are on the deck of the ship.
Part 1.Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A. A person has fruit in one hand. B. Apples are hanging from a rack. C. Cherries have been put in a drawer. D. Cherries are picked from a tree.Number 2.Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
The Rocky Mountains are covered with snow.
B.
The chart has a horizontal line.
C.
He is playing football.
D.
He is about to land.
Part 2.Number 1. Do you mind if I turn off the shower? A.
It will take you 2 hours to the shore.
B.
She turned her attention to meteorology.
C.
My face is covered with soap bubbles.
Number 2.
Do you mind if I go with you?
A. I would rather visit the president's office by myself.B. Will you have a bowl of salad? C. Of course, his mind is on the next meeting. Number 3. Do you know who can fix the printer? A.
Of course I can fix you breakfast.
B.
Let's ask Alan on the third floor.
C.
I do not know who he is.
攻略のツボ
5 Part 2 Number 1
When was the last time you talked to him?
A. I will see him next semester. B. At the municipal hall, I guess. C. I can't even remember. Number 2 Why did Layla leave? A.
That's why she's an excellent bookkeeper.
B.
Because she lives in town.
C.
She went to buy some thumbtacks.
Number 3.
Which company is hosting the award ceremony this summer?
A. The musical is accompanied by an orchestra. B. It's Johnson Firm's turn. C. I prefer summer to autumn. Part 2. Number 1. What's the number for reception? A.
Please press extension 65.
B.
There were 12 employees in the reception team.
C.
They will purchase 2 more desks.
Number 2.
Is it possible to finish this log by 9 p.m?
A. His logic is rather shaky. B. I'll do my best. C. Roger couldn't finish his report. Number 3. Did you understand his voice message? A.
Can you clean up this messy room?
B.
I will take this massage chair.
C.
No, he always whispers.
Part 2. Number 1.
Do you know how to start this escalator?
A. Yes, I will purchase that excursion ticket. B. No, she doesn't. She is a string player. C. Let me ask the administration building staff. Number 2. Are you satisfied with your supervisor? A.
Please listen to the music to your heart's content.
B.
Yes, I'm going to take my grandmother to a supermarket.
C.
Yes, he's really good.
Number 3.
Have you ever been to Switzerland?
A. Yes, I have seen the building. B. I am looking for the scissors that were on my desk. C. No, but I would like to visit someday. Part 2. Number 1. Did you attend the marketing seminar last week? A.
Yes, I checked the attendance book.
B.
My backpack is similar to yours.
C.
I've been too busy recently.
Number 2.
Weren't you out of town this morning?
A. I came back from the district meeting by an express train. B. Yes, the pop-up toaster is out of order. C. No, I wasn't eating the morning special then. Number 3. Were you able to get tickets for the concert? A.
I am concerned about the upcoming project.
B.
Yes, I was able to pick up the two of you at the airport.
C.
Yes, I purchased 2 online.
Part 2. Number 1.
Can you tell me where the light bulbs are?
A. No, he can't tell you right now. B. They are around the cashier near the stairs. C. There are several ballparks near the city. Number 2. Shall I help you with the contract terms? A.
I can handle it. Thanks anyway.
B.
I don't know how to help you.
C.
Yes, I would be happy to have some sweets.
Number 3.
Why don't we talk about your new business partnership?
A. No, I think that's a new ship. B. I'd be glad to. C. Because he is quite busy these days. Part 2. Number 1. She has this manufacturer's cellular phone, doesn't she? A.
Oh, thank you for the manuscript.
B.
It looks similar, but it's from a different maker.
C.
Does she need some help to make it?
Number 2.
Your new bakery is scheduled to open this year, isn't it?
A. Mr. Scarrett noticed that it had disappeared last year.
B.
I've had enough.
C.
Yes, will you come to the opening ceremony?
Number 3. You will be taking a vacation, won't you?
A.
No, his wife is in the hospital.
B.
Yes, I'm going to visit my parents.
C.
That's why the plumber was here a year ago.
Part 2. Number 1.
There's a volleyball game at the arena tonight.
A. I am not familiar with Lima.
B. Did you get a ticket yet?
C. No, it's too tight for me.
Number 2. I'm anxious to get started on our project.
A.
Why don't we meet sometime as soon as possible?
B.
Yes, he is ambitious for fame.
C.
No, I have geology this term.
Number 3.
It's good to hear that your son finally finished law school.
A. Please take your time.
B.
Yes, and now he dreams of working at a leading law firm.
C.
Yes, he will leave school for some reason.
Part 2. Number 1.
Did you read my email, or should I send it again?
A.
May I speak to Mr. Young, please?
B.
I had to send a gift for the vice president.
C.
Sorry, I have not received your message yet.
Number 2.
Are you going to take a bus or a train?
A. Neither. My assistant will give me a ride.
B.
There are some seats left on the patio.
C.
I met her yesterday in the commuter train.
Number 3.
Would you prefer to hire Mark or interview more applicants?
A.
I would rather eat more apples.
B.
How about the person we talked to before Mark?
C.
She got the highest mark.
Part 2. Number 1.
That notebook computer seems really thin.
A. And it is light in weight. Let's buy one.
B.
I will go to see her company's computing system.
C.
You can use a banknote for this ticket machine.
Number 2. Have you already noticed there is a microwave in the office?
A.
I have never noticed the image through the microscope.
B.
She waved her right hand for us.
C.
Then I can bring my lunch tomorrow.
Number 3.
How long do you think it will take to check the new product?
A. I would like to open a checking account.
B.
A couple of hours.
C.
It will take us 2 days to contact the producer.
Part 3. Number 1. Question 1 refers to the following conversation.
I think I left my boarding pass at that place we went to for lunch.
Are you sure it isn't in your bag or around here somewhere?
Number 1. Where are the speakers? Number 2. Question 2 refers to the following conversation. Julia, would you lend me a hand with this photocopier? I can't figure out how to make A3 size copies.
I know what you mean. It's confusing. Do you see the green button on the control panel?
Number 2. What is the man's problem? Part 3. Number 1. Question 1 refers to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Lisa Nolan. I would like to make an appointment with Dr. Peck for Monday morning.
I'm afraid he is fully booked all day on Monday. How about Tuesday afternoon? Number 1. When is Dr. Peck available to see Lisa? Number 2. Question 2 refers to the following conversation. Faye, you seem distracted. Is something bothering you?
I'm worried about my little sister. I need to take her to a dermatologist today. A rash suddenly appeared on her skin, and she didn't eat her breakfast. That is really strange.
Number 2. What is Faye worried about? Part 3. Number 1. Question 1 refers to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I think I left my wallet at one of the counters when I was here early in the morning.
Could you tell me the color and shape? I'll ask the desk clerks if they found anything.
Number 1. What should the man do next? Number 2. Question 2 refers to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. McLean. I haven't seen you for ages. So what do you think of the showroom renovation?
I'm impressed. I can't believe how much it's changed. I would like to see the director here. Who is the person in control of this new building?
Number 2. What does the woman want to know? Part 4. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following announcement. The Health and Safety Division will offer the seasonal flu vaccine to all employees at the vaccine section set for next month. Health professionals from the City Center will administer the vaccine from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday. Participants must present an ID card. The vaccine costs $10 for regular employees and $12 for temporary employees. For further information in preventing seasonal flu, please call the Health and Safety Division at 888-XXX-999. Number 1. To whom is this announcement directed? Number 2. What time do vaccinations start on Friday? Number 3. What should participants do for more information? Part 4. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the grand opening tour of the Sherwood Hotel Museum. My name is Jill Spencer. I'm going to take you through in 5 or 10 minutes. It has taken many years of hard work and dedication, but I think it has been worth the effort. We are very proud of this magnificent hall and decor. For those of you who are taking kids under 6, please hold their hands as we proceed. Thank you for your understanding and enjoy your evening tour.
Number 1. Who is the speaker? Number 2. Why have these people gathered? Number 3. What rule is mentioned? Part 4. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following broadcast. Good morning, listeners. This is Thomas Watson with your Thursday weather report. The freezing temperatures that slowed everybody down this morning are expected to continue through to this weekend. Our meteorologists suggest that today's temperature will rise to about 4 degrees Celsius and gradually drop down throughout the day. There will be some snow over the northern part of the state, but this snow should taper off by early Friday morning. That's all for today's weather. Stay tuned for the morning traffic report. Number 1. What time of day is this report being made? Number 2. What is the weather like for the next 3 days? Number 3. What program will be coming next? Part 1. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A. They are playing baseball. B. The waiter is preparing the dishes. C. People are seated at a table. D. They are both wearing hats. Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
A person is walking next to a colleague.
B.
The corridor is empty.
C.
There are several people on the train.
D.
The passengers are waiting at a platform.
Part 1. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A. A woman is checking some information. B. A woman is clapping her hands. C. A woman is putting some bags in the room. D. A woman is giving a massage to a customer. Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
The woman is speaking to the man.
B.
The man is looking into a display window.
C.
They are sitting back to back.
D.
They are talking to each other on their cellular phones.
Part 1. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A. They have crossed the intersection. B. They are walking side by side. C. They are riding in unison. D. They are commuting to work. Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
The man is pushing the cart from behind.
B.
The man is carrying a carton into a house.
C.
People are boarding the bus.
D.
The goods have been laid out on a cart.
攻略のツボ4
Part 2 Number 1 I'm really hungry. A.
Why don't you go on a hunger strike?
B.
What are you angry about?
C.
There is a cafeteria right at the corner.
Number 2
How do you like living near the station?
A. He doesn't like this situation. B. It is convenient for going to the office. C. I will leave from the airport. Number 3 Can you call Mr. Parker first? A.
I should get my parking permit.
B.
Oh, I didn't know he was still in the office.
C.
Because there will be no place to play golf.
Part 2 Number 1 What time is tomorrow's meeting? A.
It starts at 11 o'clock.
B.
It is the fourth time he hasn't completed his task.
C.
Yes, she has plenty of time.
Number 2.
How long did you keep him waiting at the airport?
A. He doesn't have a plane ticket. B. Only 15 minutes. C. He is much taller than his brother. Number 3.Who will be going to the stockroom? A.
Next Friday.
B.
I will ask Sam to take care of it.
C.
He is not that stoical.
Part 2 Number 1 How did your presentation go yesterday? A.
It was perfect.
B.
I will go and visit my uncle.
C.
Did you give me that present?
Number 2.
Have you received the agenda yet?
A. I will give you a receipt from the shop. B. Yes, he is from Asia. C. I've only got the preliminary one.Number 3. Who will succeed our immediate supervisor after he retires? A.
I heard that the president had already hired a new person.
B.
That will be a great success.
C.
I will retire immediately.
Part 2.
Number 1.
Is the meeting room free on the 25th?
A. I heard it is taken all that week. B. Yes, the sample will be delivered free of charge. C. No, let's meet at 2 o'clock. Number 2. Have you seen my ID card? A.
That's a great idea.
B.
No, I've never been there.
C.
It is on the glass table.
Number 3.
Did you find using the spreadsheet difficult?
A. A little, but I think it's a matter of practice. B. The news of his marriage spread quickly. C. No, I can't find the answer to the question.
攻略のツボ8
Part 2 Number 1 Isn't there any chance you can come to my office today? A.
I put it on your desk.
B.
All right, what is the topic of discussion?
C.
I met Linda by chance this morning.
Number 2
Were there any calls for me yesterday?
A.
There were several cars in your garage.
B. Two messages from the New York branch.
C. The trash can was empty yesterday.
Number 3. Aren't you going to buy flowers for your boss?
A.
No, the deadline is this Friday.
B.
There isn't any cornflour in stock.
C.
No, I think he prefers something to eat.
Part 2. Number 1.
How about going out for a glass of wine after work?
A. His grade was fine.
B. The book is about a vineyard.
C. That sounds like fun.
Number 2. Shouldn't you call the client to let him know about the current situation?
A.
He showed up just last month.
B.
Yes, let me check my directory to confirm his number.
C.
Yes, I should buy that calendar.
Number 3.
May I ask why you need so many medical textbooks?
A. Oh, sorry, the spelling is not correct.
B.
My birthday is in May.
C.
I am giving a lecture at a conference.
Part 2. Number 1. You haven't seen Mr. Norton around, have you?
A.
She said she got a round-trip ticket.
B.
By the end of last week.
C.
He is on an inspection tour of the town.
Number 2.
That movie was quite interesting, wasn't it?
A. And the music was great as well.
B. I'll bring over popcorn.
C. I would rather live a quiet life.
Number 3. You don't have your husband's picture on you, do you?
A.
Where do you keep yours?
B.
Sure, it happened last week.
C.
Yes, in my wallet.
Part 2. Number 1.
Your father called. He wants you to call him back.
A. Really? What time was that?
B. He doesn't like that bag.
C. Let's call it a day.
Number 2.
You should have come to the exhibition with me.
A.
Oh, what are the recent trends in the electrical machinery industry?
B.
You shouldn't go to the second-hand store.
C.
We need to exhibit the tables.
Number 3.
Thank you for coming in on a busy day.
A.
You missed the best part.
B.
Yes, she shouldn't put it off any longer.
C.
No problem. What do you want me to finish today?
Part 2. Number 1. Do you plan to play golf or basketball?
A.
My basket is full of vegetables.
B.
Because I'm not feeling well.
C.
It depends on the weather.
Number 2.
Will you look for a new sweater or take one from my closet?
A. Can I borrow one of yours just for this winter?
B.
No, she was wearing a windbreaker.
C.
You should buy a polka dot dress.
Number 3. Is this year's swimming competition to be scheduled for July or August?
A.
I don't know Julia's schedule.
B.
Let's find the swimming pool.
C.
I thought it would be held in September.
Part 2. Number 1.
Is the exhibition hall far from the station?
A. London is farther from the city centre than Cambridge.
B.
It's just a few stops by bus.
C.
Her works are exhibited at the museum.
Number 2.
Are you planning to meet with the client this afternoon?
A.
They met each other this afternoon.
B.
I asked her to visit the manufacturing plant.
C.
If he is available.
Number 3.
Will your branches provide customer support?
A. We will respond to customers' needs.
B.
I won't branch out and search for new items.
C.
I have no idea how they will support us.
Part 3.
Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
I'm really looking forward to making a speech with you here at the Medical Association conference this afternoon.
Did you bring a model of a human chest, like I asked?
No, Linda is still preparing it. I told her to bring the figure when she comes.
Well, I was hoping to get a look at it before the audience shows up.
Number 1. Where are they?
Number 2. Who has the human figure?
Number 3. What did the woman want to do?
Part 3. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Tim, do you have any idea who'll be replacing the marketing manager?
Our secretary thinks it will be Roger, but I really have no idea. It looks like they want to find someone as quickly as possible.
Why did they decide to change the managers? I thought Mr. Irvin was doing an excellent job.
Oh, didn't you hear that they would send Mr. Irvin over to the Seattle branch to give him a higher position? I'm sure he will be an exceptionally qualified boss.
Number 1. What are the speakers discussing? Number 2. Who is Mr. Irvin?
Number 3. What does the man think about Mr. Irvin?
Part 3. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, how is my computer? I brought it here just 1 hour ago.
I'm afraid your computer has a major problem. It will take us at least 7 or 8 days to fix it.
Really? Well, how am I going to work at home? I am a researcher, and I have to make graphs and charts at home.
Our shop will lend you a substitute computer for free. If you fill in this form, we will prepare one for you right away.
Number 1. When did she bring her computer? Number 2. What is the woman's job?
Number 3. How will the woman work for the next 7 or 8 days?
攻略のツボ18
Part 4. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following announcement. The Lady Bird Library, located on the site of our head office, will host an exciting storytelling event on Sunday, August 3rd at 10 a.m. Visitors can expect to hear a variety of stories, including The Lonely Dolphin and The History of Stonegate. The event is free and open to the public. So please come on down to the event and enjoy the books with your family and friends. If you have questions or comments, please contact Albert Rankin, albert@xxstonegate.com. Number 1. What is the purpose of this announcement? Number 2. When will the event be held? Number 3. Who should attend this event? Part 4. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following information.
I'd like to welcome you to the Kendrick Hotel. Please take advantage of our complimentary continental breakfast served from 7 to 10 every day in the courtyard. Although lunch and dinner are not included, we offer a special cake and drink set free for all guests in the afternoon. There are 5 restaurants in the Kendrick, including European and Italian-style restaurants. For details, please contact the front desk on the 3rd floor. Again, thank you for staying at the Kendrick Hotel.
Number 1. Where is the speaker? Number 2. What service is free? Number 3. Where is the front desk? Part 4. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following speech. Good morning, passengers. This is your captain speaking. First, I would like to welcome you to Flight 47A, bound for Sydney. Our flight time today is 3 hours and 35 minutes, and we will be cruising at an average altitude of 32,000 feet. The local time in Sydney is 9:50 a.m. The weather looks good, and with the tailwind on our side, we are expecting to land in Sydney 20 minutes ahead of schedule. We will be arriving at Gate 8, and we will be announcing connecting flights on our approach to the airport. Sit back and enjoy the flight. Number 1. Where is this speech being made? Number 2. What time is it in Sydney now? Number 3. What will be announced as they approach their destination?